This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday and justified arming Kyiv, imposing sanctions on Moscow, and support for UN resolutions as actions to defend the founding UN Charter. Wearing his signature army green, Zelensky traveled to New York to attend a meeting of the 15-member Security Council in person for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden said hard issues were raised, including protecting the checks and balances in a democracy, in a Wednesday meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in New York.
We've had a lot of discussions over the years, you and I. How long has it been?
Who can count?
I tell you what, I gave up counting because he'd worked for the embassy and I was a freshman senator, and we're both very important then.
The two leaders sat down and took time to chat one-on-one on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. It was their first meeting since Netanyahu took office at the helm of his country's far-right government late last year. Meanwhile, Israel shut crossing points with Gaza on Wednesday, preventing thousands of workers from getting to their jobs in Israel and the West Bank after days of border demonstrations in which Israeli troops have opened fire on stone-throwing protesters. Around 18,000 Gazans have permits from Israeli authorities to work outside the blockaded enclave, providing a vital injection of cash amounting to some $2 million a day to the impoverished territory's economy. Protests have been backed by Hamas.